Father, we come today, and we do acknowledge your sovereignty, and we do acknowledge that you are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise, and yes, you are worthy of all obedience. And so today, as your people, we pray that we would not be people in name only, or those who simply profess that you are our Lord, but that our very lives would be a reflection of the fact that we are in submission to you, and that your will is the top priority of our earthly lives and will continue to be so for all eternity. Thank you for the obedience of Christ, the obedience of your Son, for except for his full obedience in the issue of redemption, none of us would stand a chance for salvation. And so today, as we know we cannot earn our salvation whatsoever, but must receive it as a free gift by faith, by trusting Christ's finished work on the cross for us and his shed blood for us. So now that we belong to you, our desire is to please you in all that we do, to be subject to you, to obey you, to follow you, and that your will and good pleasure would be reflected in our daily living. Take now your word and speak to us individually as the need may be. And these things we ask in Christ's name and for his sake. And God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I was thinking about these two words some months ago, and so time has come around, and I thought we would address it a little bit here. We've all heard these words, I think. We've probably all heard the word surrender in a military or other context, and we've all heard the word submission. And it's a word that we don't particularly like in the West. We like to think of ourselves as very independent and not submissive to anyone. You know, we're our own boss. We do our own thing. And some of those attitudes are kind of hard to overcome, even once we become believers, because self doesn't like to surrender, and self does not like to be in submission. And I would imagine that almost all of us at some point of our lives have struggled with submission, maybe even in regard to our parents, possibly in regard to a boss who we felt was maybe less than worthy of our submission. and perhaps in other settings. And so as believers, these are two topics that we probably need to understand, because properly understood, these two things will actually be a very great help, benefit, and enhancement to our daily life and walk with the Lord, and will increase our level of peace, and will also increase our level of usefulness to the Lord. And so I just thought we would take a little look at them. These definitions here are from Merriam-Webster, which you know I usually check them first. Surrender, one definition, the main one like we would apply today, to yield to the power, control, or possession of another upon compulsion or demand. And submit, in its transitive form, to yield to governance or authority. And once again, this is an idea that we don't particularly like in the West. We broke free from King George of England, and man, I tell you what, we've wanted to be independent ever since. And it's okay for to be independent as far as a nation and to have sovereignty as far as a nation. But, we could do a whole study here. We could do a whole series for weeks on this whole issue of authority and submission, because it's extremely important, and especially in the Christian context. Without proper submission and obedience for the right reasons and in the right context, we will never be able to successfully live a Christian life that really pleases God, and that allows God to work as he will and to really be a blessing to others. So may the Lord work in our hearts, because all of us have just a little bit of a string of rebellion running through us. And the Lord knows that. So let's just go through our observations. This isn't going to be a long message this morning, and I'm getting the floor a little on the late side this morning. So let's go through this as quickly as we can. Number one, to be in submission to someone means that we willingly submit to someone else's governance or authority. And that's pretty much expressed there in the definition above. Now let's go to number two. To surrender means that we give ourselves over to someone's will or authority after a fight or a struggle. In other words, we stop resisting, struggling, hiding, or running. And y'all know the white flag, right? Symbol of surrender. So when people surrender, it's usually not because they really want to. It's because they know they're beat. But the word surrender does pop up in the Christian context. Not so much in Scripture per se, but we have a song, I Surrender All, and I think that's maybe scheduled for the end of the service today. Back in the, I think it was the early 80s, Debbie Boone had a whole album called Surrender. And she has a song on there called Surrender, which is just one of my favorites ever. The freedom I seek is the word that you speak, ringing deep in the song of my soul. And it is an important thing. And we used to hear a lot of messages about that in the old days. I don't hear them so much anymore. Surrender. And these were messages to believers. You know, you're resisting the Lord in some area. The Lord's dealing with you in some area, and you're resisting because that's an area of your life that you don't want to give up control of. And so it's time to surrender. And, of course, it was used also of unbelievers, and that is you need to surrender. I still use that with people because it's true. You need to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those who claim that they have believed and trusted Christ for salvation, but I just find it really, really hard to believe that they've ever actually surrendered their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Surrender means, Lord, I'm done fighting. I am done hiding. I am done running. I'm yours. And there are a lot of, that's where we need to come. If you haven't come there, you need to come there. Even if you professed faith at some time when you were younger, or you came to the baptism waters, but if that there comes a point we need to surrender to the Lord. I remember David Wilkerson writing in, I think it was his first book, The Cross and the Switchblade, which was the story, the miraculous story of how Teen Challenge got started. If you can get your hands on a copy, read it. That book will still bless you today. But he talked about his grandfather a lot, who was a fiery Pentecostal preacher of the old school. He walked into his grandson's church, David Wilkerson's church, a neat little church with carpet and nice pews, with his muddy boots, and then set them up under the pew, and then went up into the pulpit barefoot. And he said, let me tell you something. Some of you are upset tonight because I walked in here. I hurt your pride because I walked in here with some muddy boots and I left them in the pew. And if I asked you if you had any pride, you would say you didn't have any. But in his younger days, David said, his grandfather also was raised in a Christian home, and he was tired about hearing about the Lord, and he was tired about hearing about religion, and he was tired of all this, and so he decided he was going to get away from it, and so he did. When he reached a certain age, he bought himself a bus ticket, and he went to Ohio or somewhere. And when he got off the bus up there in that distant city, right there on the whole side of a building was a verse, and resist all, prepare to meet your God. And he said, Lord, you win, and went home, and later became a preacher. The sooner we surrender, the sooner we'll have peace. The sooner we surrender, the sooner God will be able to do what he's been wanting to do in our lives for the longest time. The sooner we surrender, the sooner the Lord will be able to work through us and use us the way that he desires to do. So yes, it is a very important word in the context of the Christian walk. Number three, surrender is more of a one-time thing. Submission, on the other hand, is more of a daily thing and a way of life. Just like David Wilkerson's grandfather, surrender. Okay, Lord, I'm yours. There was no more fight. He belonged to the Lord. But from that point on, he had to learn to start living in daily submission. Do you see the difference? And submission is every day. It's not okay if you're a child to obey mama and daddy on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then you say, oh, but Friday's my day. Friday's the day I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm sorry, kids, but that's not how it works. And I'm sorry, adults, but that's not how it works in our walk with the Lord either. And submission, to be worth anything, has to be voluntary and willing. And I think our unwillingness to submit, like I say, there's some self in all of us. There's a little bit of this in all of us. Remember the story of the little boy. He says, sit down and don't you move. And so he does. And he says, but I'm still standing up on the inside. But submission has to be willing in order to really be worth anything, especially with regard to the Lord. But it's a daily thing. So once I surrender to the Lord, that means the fight's over. It means I'm not hiding anymore, I'm not running anymore, I'm not fighting anymore, I'm not struggling anymore. But that doesn't guarantee that I'm actually walking in submission to the Lord on a daily basis, that I'm following his daily directives for my life. And that also is a necessary thing. Remember that old hymn that we still sing once in a while? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be in Jesus but to trust and obey. And that has not changed, even though we're in the year 2013. Number four. We surrender to those we are at odds with. We submit to those we trust and are accountable to. That's the difference. Number five. Submission, properly understood, is not a negative thing. In fact, it is designed to be a source of, and I just put four things that came to mind quickly. It is designed to be a source of blessing. There is blessing in being submissive to those we're supposed to be submissive to. There is no dishonor in it. All authority. Everybody is accountable to somebody except God the Father. Even Jesus is under the authority of the Father. How many times did Jesus say, I did not come to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me? And so Christ is under the Father. We are under him. And then in this realm, we are under other people. And the scripture says, be subject to the authorities. Be subject to those who have authority over you. And that is part of the Christian. It's the whole God's chain of command. And it's the whole part. You know, okay, I'll obey the Lord, but I'm not going to obey my boss. I think that is an incompatible statement. If it's that bad, we do live in America. Go find yourself another job and find somebody you can submit to. But it is meant to be a source of blessing. Number two, it is meant to be a source of protection. Bill Gothard, when he did the seminars Institute of Basic Life Conflicts, they call it now, or life principles. It was youth conflict. Every night and then all day Saturday or whatever. Some of you have been to it. This is one of the first issues he tackles. And he draws an umbrella. And that umbrella is the protection of the authority God has put over you. For example, your parents. When you step out from under that authority, you are stepping out from under the protection. When you step out from under the Lord's authority in an area, you are stepping out of your own free will, out from under His protection. And we need to begin to understand this. He says, some of you think the rules at home are way too tough and you're thinking about leaving home. So he says, some of you say, well, the rules here are so bad, so I'm going to leave home. I'm going to join the army. But even if you just run away and start living on your own, you can't get away from authority. And the other master isn't going to be nearly as kind to you as mom and dad were. They're not going to cut you as much slack as mom and dad did. And they're not going to be as kindly disposed to you as mom and dad were, because you're their child. They might make an exception for you, but people out in the real world don't make exceptions for you because they don't care who you are. It's a fact. So submission, properly understood, is a blessing. And we need to understand that, because if I'm submitting to who I'm supposed to submit to, now just make sure. Don't go bowing down to some gold idol when they play the music. The three Hebrew children said, we're not doing that. Why? Because their loyalty to the Lord was in play. But as servants of that government, were they not obedient in all other areas? Yes, they were. And completely trustworthy in every way. But when we submit where we're supposed to, that is a blessed thing. And it is a protection. And the result will be peace. But a lot of the conflict in our lives, I mean, only the Lord knows. And I doubt if any of us have really taken stock of ourselves. But a lot of our lack of peace is no more complicated than the fact that we don't want to submit where we need to submit. A lot of the conflict. And it's totally unnecessary, and the Lord would spare us it if we would stop long enough to just listen to Him and say, Lord, I will begin to submit where I need to submit. Maybe I don't see totally eye to eye, but that person is my boss. I'm going to start saying, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. And I'm going to consider that I'm serving Christ. Is that what the New Testament says? That's what it says. And joy. Oh, there's that word again. And again, we're not going to experience the real joy of the Lord. When we get out of balance in our lives in an area and we're not walking, you know, the way we're supposed to walk, the Lord doesn't hate us or anything, but his rules don't change. And when I'm not submitting where I'm supposed to, no, there's going to be conflict. And as a result of that, there's not going to be a lot of joy. So, submission, when it is understood properly, is a positive thing, not a negative thing, and it will pay big dividends. That is actually, if you look at it that way, one of the biggest subjects in the whole book of Proverbs, which is a book I'm in these days to some degree. And it is a big topic in Proverbs, and it is about submitting where we need to submit. If we never learn that lesson, I tell you what, life is going to be pretty hard and pretty difficult, and we're going to go through life thinking it's everybody else's fault that we didn't make it the way we wanted to make it, or that things, as we say, didn't break the way we wanted them to break. Not realizing that it was us the whole time. Number six. The key ingredients in submission are trust and humility. Why don't I want to submit? Because I have pride. That's why I don't want to submit. Pride is the root of all other sins. It is the sin that did Satan in. It is the root of every other sin. I don't want to submit. I want to be me. I want to be my boss. I. And or pride. Look at what I've done. Look at what I've achieved. Look at this. Look at that. And we will not, you know, without humility. Christ was humble. He was Lord of all, but he was humble. And trust. And of course, it is hard, you know, to submit where we don't trust. You say, well, what do I do when I'm in a situation where I'm supposed to submit? I don't really trust the person, and yet scripturally, that is the person that's over me. Well, trust the Lord. And do the right thing in the meantime. How about that? You think that might work? It might not be easy, but long term, it'll work. But why don't I submit to the Lord? It's usually just two things. Either I'm just too proud, or I don't really trust the Lord. We like to think that we trust the Lord, but when we're having trouble obeying in an area, I don't really trust the Lord. Because I don't really think he knows best, even though I tell people that the Lord always knows best. Except in this case. So here's our conclusion. If you're running, fighting, or hiding, if that's you, surrender. If you have a relationship with Christ, submit. You'll find it to be the best thing you ever did, other than giving your life to him in the first place. The Lord loves us, folks. He wants the best for us. And the more we willingly and lovingly submit to him, the more of his love we're going to experience. The more blessing is going to come our way. And the more we're going to find God using us to bless others. Aren't you glad Jesus was obedient? Shall we pray? Father, we just, we come today, Lord. And I don't know who of any of us this is for today. Probably starting with me. But Lord, today we admit a lot of times we get a little heady, or we just get a little rebellious, or we just get a little this or that or the other. And we don't want to submit, even in the places where we should. So Lord, I just pray today, help us as your people, Lord, to know when it's right, when it's wrong. And for the most part, Lord, especially to you, to submit. And when you say, do this, to do it. And when you tell us to do something, you assume responsibility for the consequences. So, Lord, we trust you. We are willing to go where you say go. We are willing to follow where you lead. Or if we're not, it is certainly our desire that we would reach that place. And Lord, if there are some who have had a little controversy with you and later, and have been fighting a little bit, or running a little bit, or trying to hide a little bit, I just pray that you'll show them today that surrender is actually the shortest route to victory. Father, work in our hearts today for your honor and glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.